And yo, average nerds, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, baby.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Yeah! Oh my God!
What's up, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Average Nerd Podcast. It's your boys, the Average Nerds. We're just a bunch of average guys talking about nerdy things. I'll be your host for the day, Juan, and joining us, as always, we have the North Pole's finest, Jay.
That is right.
Our resident gift wrapping and tearing apart wrapping master, Dave.
Bah, humbug.
Aww.
And he knew Santa Claus back when he was Santa Paws.
What?
Get it.
I feel like there's a better one there.
This is all last leg.
Oh, I kind of, I get it.
Pause.
I get
okay.
It.
Pause.
Yeah.
I was like, pause as in like, that's what she said, pause?
Pause. He knew Santa back when he was still only 100 pounds.
I think I like the pause one better.
Just be confident. Confident.
It's Ev.
That one was
God
loud.
Damn it. Yeah, Santa's my boy. And we are joined today by some very special guests. We have the whole Average Network on with us today. First and foremost, we have the ladies from Op-Ed Average, they're OA in the best way. Right? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
We got Monica and Anna joining us today.
Hey, guys.
Hey, OAers. Hi, everyone.
Stay OA.
And bringing a little bit of magical pixie dust with us, or Christmas dust, from the Average Magic Podcast, my wife, Lisa.
Your wife. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Let's play a game. All right. To all
the
listeners,
damn.
One of us on this podcast has had a few libations and is a little tipsy. By the end of the podcast, you have to guess who it is. Let us know.
I feel like. Oh, never mind.
But yeah, today we will be talking about the holidays and play a special holiday game, which is why we have our special holiday guest with us here today. But before we get into all that, as we like to start off every episode, we started off with our GTK of the day, our getting to know you question.
Getting to know you.
He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTK.
Getting
and
to
today's
know
GTK.
You
and today's GTK of the
you
day.
Too easy. It's like you're throwing a softball at the listeners.
Okay, guys, I'm tossed. Sorry. Go ahead.
And today's GTK of the day. What movie or TV character would you bring to your Friendsmas party? Av. You actually brought this question to us. I think it's the first GTK you ever brought to us.
That's not
so
true.
I'm going to have you answer first.
Nice.
I would like to pass because I don't have an answer yet.
What the fuck?
Are we at a restaurant right now?
I know.
Looking at the menu. I got to go last, guys.
Fine. We'll go ladies first. Lisa, how about you?
Oh, boy. No, I'm the last. Call someone else.
Oh my gosh, Anna, how about you?
Oh my God, I don't have anybody.
Monica,
Mon's prepared. I came up with someone before we even got on today.
If I had to choose someone, I think I'd choose Phil Dunphy from Modern Family.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a
really
good
funny
one.
At the dinner table, I feel like. So. That's my pick.
All right. We'll go couples then. Jay, how about you?
Oh, you guys remember the cartoon Rocket Power?
Yes.
Tito from Rocket Power.
Tito!
Little cousin. They just come around and share, you know, knowledge of ancient Hawaiians and bring the vibes. Yeah.
You know what, though? He liked Vegemite. And Vegemite's gross.
Yeah. Oh. But still, that's my pick.
Dave, we'll, how about you?
I kind of wanted to opt for a musical act instead.
Sure.
So I want to invite Twice to Friends.
Good pick.
All nine
just
of them.
They're super charming. They're funny and they can sing. And have you seen like their music videos for like the holidays? They're like super fun.
Good pick.
Avelino, are you ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Tour of Italy. I'll just take the tour of Italy. Again?
Give me that.
Again?
Super salad.
Yes.
There you go.
I'll bring a Thor to the party.
Ooh. Thor.
Party Thor,
of course.
Explain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll drink a lot together. It'll be fun.
Oh.
That'll be fun.
Get twist.
All right. Annalino, how about you?
Ew. I bring Taylor Swift just because it's Taylor Swift. That's
Can't go wrong with Taylor Swift.
There you go.
Queen.
And some lichon.
See? Hey? It's a good combo.
Lisa, how about you?
Okay, I'm ready now. I want to bring Gordon Ramsay because I want him to cook for us.
That's a good one.
Yes.
It's roar.
It's roar.
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 Idiot sandwich.
So is he going to cook the whole meal or will people like also
bring stuff? Is it a potluck?
Yeah.
Not a potluck. If Gordon Ramsay's coming, man. He's cooking the whole meal.
Because I kind of want to see if he'll like judge dishes too.
Okay.
Bring the drama.
All right. I'll see what he wants to do. I'll ask him what he wants to do. I'll ask Gordon. G.
All right.
G is
for mine. I'm surprised no one said this. I'd bring Santa Claus.
Oh.
Santa Claus?
He's too busy.
He's got to deliver stuff. Oh. He's not? What do you mean?
Neither's Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon, he's hella real.
He's not real.
It's an industry plan.
They make you think he is, but he's not.
That's true.
What?
Man, I don't know.
No, but I'll bring Santa Claus. He'll give everyone presents and just be
imagine
a
if
bowl full of jelly.
You bring him in and one person gets cold, though.
Ooh.
Dang.
Then that's when you're like, damn, Santa, you a dick. All right. Well, thanks for answering the GTK, everyone. If you have your answer to the... Did I miss someone? No, Dave just looked at me like I missed someone.
Oh, no, it was just like loud. It's like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, you were a little loud. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. I'm always quiet.
Like in the way that Jay is quiet, you are loud. But it's, I love you.
Just saying.
Love you.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for answering the GTK today. If you have your own answer to the GTK, feel free to send us a DM letting us know what your friend's miss guest would be. And speaking of DMs, Dave, what we got?
It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM. It go down.
I'm not ready.
It goes down in the DM. You go down.
One job, Dave.
Down in the DM.
You go down.
You don't need any of those sound bites. You just need to put Lisa on.
It goes down in the DM. Don't tempt me with a good time. Sorry. I need water.
Ready.
Go ahead.
Okay. We got a GTK from Father Raj D. This GTK regarding things we are thankful for this year. I agree with a lot that you all mentioned about shows and films, but just wanted to highlight two things. Lorcana, because it has been a great hobby that hit the sweet spot of something I could play with friends, feed an interest collecting bug, but didn't take up much of my schedule or daily attention. and the Studio Ghibli Festival this year leading up to the release of The Boy and the Heron. Looking forward to watching it next week. But watching some of these Miyazaki films in the theater, some again, or some for the first time. Such a joy. Feel free to cut those. Oh, okay.
He actually messaged us before that, too. He says, y'all were too fast this time. Haha. I had my answer for the last GTK, but thought I had time, like weeks, months, LOL.
Damn.
He also answered the previous GTK and says, but for the previous GTK about podcasting with someone, aside from wishing I had the time to return to previous podcast projects, I've always wanted to do a rotating guest podcast like Hot Ones,
ooh,
but called it Vino Veritas, where the guests and I have to share a bottle of wine. They have to answer questions and we have to finish the bottle before they can promote whatever they want to promote. So not just one co-host, but a variety of rotating guests, friends, other podcasters, celebs, etc.
Dude.
I like that idea.
Dude. Right.
Just really start it.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
So get drunk with your guests, basically.
Yeah.
Raj, let's go. I've already started. I mean, already started on this.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, we don't know who it is.
Secret. No, no.
Secret.
It's so hard to tell.
All right, Dave, you got the next one?
Another one from JJB11590.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep.
Boop, boop.
GTK from November 17. If you could start a podcast with anyone in the world, who would it be and what would the podcast be about? My initial thought would be to have a sports rant podcast with two buddies from San Diego. We always have a group text going, chatting, complaining, and debating about what's going on in sports world. Yes.
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 He also says, obviously, the Average Nerd Network, y'all added some other great content that I can catch more regularly. Even though you snuck in a quicker podcast and made me miss my GTK streak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I'm guessing I must have commented right after you recorded the draft episode. And then I think there's one more.
Is this from The Lost Lasat? Alex? Hi, nerds. Yeah. This may be too late if y'all have already recorded since your Thanksgiving episode, but I have two GTKs to answer. First, if I could start a podcast, I know it's not original, but I'd want it to be about Star Wars. I have a friend who's more into the original trilogy, whereas I got more into the Star Wars through the animated shows and sequel trilogy. So we could compare and contrast the different eras of Star Wars, trace the themes, and cover all the new shows and things coming out. I'd probably also talk about Star Wars Funko Pop news too. The second question was about the pop culture media I'm grateful for this year.
That's what JJ was saying. Obviously, the Average Nerd Network. That's what he's thankful for.
So for Alex, I have to shout out a Disney Plus film I don't think a lot of people have seen, Chang Can Dunk. It's a fun coming-of-age sports story, but my favorite part about it is the relationship between the Asian-American protagonist and his mom. I was genuinely surprised by how emotional it made me. I highly recommend it. As for podcasts, I, of course, got to shout out the OA podcast, Average Magic podcast.
Yay!
And the Average Nerd podcast. The love and joy you all experience with each other really comes through in your episodes, and they're so fun to listen to. Personally, I love for y'all to do more draft episodes. I feel like I've heard other people say that too, actually.
Yeah.
I'm also grateful I got to meet y'all at Beehive's 5th anniversary. And I wish y'all happy holidays and have a happy
Beehive Midtown. BeehiveCollectibles.com. Beehive.
Why did you start whispering?
Whispering. Because we whispered.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
Sorry, we don't do things as good as you guys are on your podcast over there. We're just kind of shoot the shit. But thanks for going through the DMs, Dave. And if anyone else wants to send us a DM, feel free to send it to us. We promise we'll get to it as soon as we can, even if it's late. Sorry, y'all. But let's go ahead and move on to our next segment. Since you've been gone. Go ahead, Lisa.
Since you've been gone.
So since there's a bunch of us,
there's a bunch of us.
Damn. Yeah. So since there's a bunch of us today, and it would be basically the entire podcast if we all did it since we've been gone, we're going to do a couples version plus Dave. Sorry, Dave.
Okay. I'm okay.
So Av and Anna, we're going to go alphabetical order. Yeah. Avelino and Annalino, what have y'all been up to since we've been gone?
Yeah. Did Thanksgiving.
We did Thanksgiving.
We did our Friendsgiving, which is super fun. I've been shopping for everyone for Christmas, which Av doesn't do.
Really. Oh, I do. I got a few things. Ooh. I ordered a few things.
We should have done a couple ones.
And that's pretty much it. Right?
Yeah, we didn't do much. It's just getting ready for the holidays. That's it. Yeah.
Cool. All right, how about you, Dave?
Thanks, guys.
Well, for Thanksgiving, we didn't really do anything traditional, really. Actually went to, I brought some family from Arizona to Disneyland. It was a lot of their first time. And then my cousins from Alaska, or they're stationed in Alaska, actually, also came down, newlyweds. And it was their first time to Disneyland, too.
That's so cool.
It was like 11 of us, and I was kind of playing the plaid vest person.
Wow. Did you get paid?
I mean, I got a free ticket to Disneyland.
That's nice. Yeah.
All right, the Castillos, y'all are next.
Not really much. You know, we had Thanksgiving. Ours wasn't traditional food wise at all.
No.
We had lechon, which is why I used it in our draft. Yeah. And but other than that, just, you know, our Friendsgiving too, same thing. We were at the same Friendsgiving because, you know, all of
we didn't announce the winner of the draft. Should we do that at the end?
Oh, yeah, I guess we could.
We'll do that then. Yeah. Okay.
And then, I haven't really been doing much. You know, all of us have been bit by the card bug, different cards, a lot of different cards. Mm-hmm. So took Monica out to try to hunt for cards so she can see how bad it is that we go from store to store. Mm-hmm. We went to like 3 Targets, a Best Buy, and 2 Walmarts. And I was like, yeah, this is what we used to do. I don't know why we used to do this, but this is what we used
to
do.
For Lorcana,
One Piece, for some of the other guys, basketball cards for my brother, just kind of looking for cards for everyone because everyone's kind of been bit by the bug.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's about it, I think. Unless I'm missing something. Am I missing anything?
No, I think that's good. That's it.
Yeah.
God, Avelino, ours is so lame.
No, you're good.
We really didn't do anything.
That's okay.
Sorry.
That happened.
I thought you went. Didn't y'all go to a baby shower?
Oh yeah, with a giant charcuterie table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did do that.
Yeah. Shout out to Winnie.
Yeah, Winnie and my brother. Something.
Events assembled.
Sorry, assembled. I'm jumping in. I'm jumping in front of you guys, but something exciting, not exciting, but something eventful that happened at that baby shower was there was a case of stomach flu after the shower.
Oh, no.
Not from the charcuterie? No. We're not sure what happened, but like.
Oh, no.
So it could have been from the charcuterie.
No.
Could have been anything. Yeah.
Could have been anything. But I mean, we had a taco truck there. We had like Filipino food, but like we probably heard back from like more than 20 people got sick. And there was like 100 people that were there. And it was rough. It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys remember at Friendsgiving, right? Yeah. He was having issues.
Hey, he was one of the victims.
Going to the bathroom. Okay.
Oh, damn.
Just trying to make our thing eventful, okay?
Oh, my God.
We're gonna talk about my diarrhea to make it eventful.
Not good events.
That's how abs stay so skinny even after eating so much.
Oh my God.
Stomach I'm telling you, kids, diarrhea is the key.
Terrible.
You want to keep your girlish figure? Diarrhea.
Your girlish figure.
Your girlish figure.
Okay.
I was at Dave's house. I frequented the bathroom downstairs, which was a lovely bathroom, Dave. Bathroom.
I do have to say,
I'm impressed that you keep the air freshener ready for me. But then this is a funny story. On the drive home, you can cut this shit out, but no pun intended. On the ride home, my stomach started rumbling. It's like an hour drive from Vallejo to Sac. So I thought I could hold it, but nope. The soldiers
Wait, you guys,
were coming
we
out.
Stopped three times.
Three times. But we the reason why we stopped three times because the first two bathrooms were closed. they rolled me back. In there. And the doors were locked. I said, shit. Okay, I gotta go. We gotta
literal,
leave.
Literal.
Literally shit.
Then where'd we stop?
In Dixon, I think. Dixon. We finally found one in Dixon.
Yeah, 45 minutes in, we found a nice Arco station. empty. Nobody was in there. The bathroom was cool. And yeah, I did my thing. And the relief, you know, set in. And yeah. I was happy when I got home. I think I went one more time at home.
Dang. Dave looks disturbed. Yeah.
But you know what? And this is before we knew about the whole food poisoning thing.
Yeah,
at the party.
We didn't know about everybody else.
Yeah, the next day, you know, calls were going around and we found out and, you know, I didn't feel so bad. You know, I was like, yeah, other people felt my pain. And yeah, we're bonded for life.
I'm guessing you escaped it, Anna.
I had it too, but not as bad. Mine was just like very.
Yeah,
big.
She had a minor case.
Girls don't poop, right? That's the
nope.
They don't. No,
yeah.
No.
What's that?
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Sorry, Juan and Lisa. What have you guys been up to?
Ours ended up the best. Yeah.
I mean, most eventful
considering.
We had Eli's birthday party.
Yeah.
Yay.
Our youngest son Eli turned 1 year old. Woo. So we had a big party, big-ish party. And there was a lechon there.
There was.
And my son was gifted, or our son was gifted a Lambo.
Proud owner of a Lamborghini.
It's so cute. It's super cute.
What else have we been doing, Lise?
What have we been doing?
Yeah.
We've been opening Larkana cards a lot.
Nice.
That's like our nightly thing right now.
Both of you guys?
Yeah, we open. Yeah, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. What else? We're working.
I got a promotion at work. Or I'm moving to a different position.
Congrats. That's dope.
It's technically not official yet, but by the time this comes out, it'll probably be official.
There you go.
Congrats in advance.
We're hopeful.
Yeah.
I think that's it, right?
That's it. Yeah. Fun. Damn. We haven't been shitting. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah, not on that level. Man.
We haven't been shitting.
Missing out.
I mean, out of the normal.
We haven't.
I'd be worried if you weren't.
All right. So before we get to our holiday game, since we have our OAers here, I thought it'd be fun if I stole something from their podcast. If y'all are frequent listeners of the Op-Ed Average, or if you're not, this is a great segment that they do called "Am I the Asshole?" where they read a Reddit post, and they determine whether that person is an asshole or not. So this is actually a post that Lisa showed me a few years ago. I went to go look for it, and they removed it.
Oh, no.
I guess
that means they're assholes then.
Reddit's assholes for that one.
But someone saved it and screenshotted it, so I have the screenshot here. Let me read the story. It's pretty long.
There's no theme song for Am I the Asshole?
Am I the Asshole?
There is one now.
There it is. Yeah, I'll give you that audio for your podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The title is, Am I the Asshole for Choosing Funko Pops Over My Wife?
What?
I know everyone's going to think this is fake, but trust me when I say this is an actual situation I'm going through. So for some explanation, I have been collecting Funko Pops way before I even met my wife. Buying Funko Pops started off just as a small interest, but quickly became a passion of mine. Since my first time buying a Funko Pop 6 years ago, I've stocked up thousands of these figures. So now about my relationship with my wife. 2 years ago, I met my soon-to-be wife. From the very beginning of the relationship, she was well aware of my Funko Pop collection and was well aware that at the time, I was spending a few $100 monthly in order to keep expanding my collection. She was perfectly fine with this, by the way. In fact, she would buy Funko Pops for me for my birthday and for Christmas. However, about a week ago, we got into a huge fight over my spending on Funko Pops. I will admit, these past few months, I have been dropping about $500 monthly on
Damn.
Funko figures.
Lisa, is this you? I wrote this. So.
I'm like, this is my divorce story, guys.
I didn't know Dave was married.
This is my divorce story, guys. I was trying to delete it from the internet.
Yeah. You're hiding your wife from us.
Grab it from the internet.
But in my opinion, it was not financially taking, considering me and my wife have pretty decent jobs. I don't want to state what those jobs are for privacy reasons. Anyway, she was telling me I needed to stop the Funko Pop collecting for a long time, or at least cut down my Funko spending to 3 Funko Pops per month. In my opinion, that is so ridiculous, considering how limited I would be in my choice of Funko Pops. I tried to explain to her how much I enjoy collecting these figures and how much it means to me. She then started yelling that we were going to go in debt because of the amount of money I've been spending on Funko Pops. I stated to her how she was completely overreacting and there's no way we could possibly go into debt from this. After some more screaming, she locked herself in our room and I had to sleep on the couch that night. I really did not feel bad at all because I knew she was overreacting. God damn, dude. When I woke up in the morning, she told me she was going to stay at her sister's house until we could sort things out. I honestly just couldn't believe she was going so far with this. I tried my best to convince her to stay, but again, she kept stating that I needed to stop the Funko collecting for a long time. That isn't an option for me because, again, she's completely overreacting and it is in no way affecting us financially. A few days go by and I get a call from her. She tells me that I need to choose. Either I stop the Funko Pop collecting or we're getting a divorce. I started telling her how ridiculous she was being because she obviously is being ridiculous. After 2 years, she was just willing to throw away our marriage over my passion. She was pretty much sobbing at this point, and then I finally just told her I'm not going to let her get in the way of my passion. I still haven't gotten the divorce papers, but I'm expecting them soon. So am I the asshole for choosing Funko Pops over my wife?
Wow.
Again, I'm very passionate about them, and I think it's ridiculous for someone to try and take them away from me when it is no way, shape, or form hurting them.
Wow. Holy shit.
I forgot I sent this to you. It was a long time ago, right? Maybe I'm shocked.
Why like, it wasn't on Reddit? Because you just wrote it and sent it to him.
I wrote
a post. I don't think I've ever spent, especially like on a regular basis, $500
that's
a month on Pops.
That's insane.
Can I go
what
first
are you
one?
Buying for $500? Yeah, go for it.
I don't. I kind of feel like there's something more going on. Like, it doesn't seem right. Like, if it doesn't, he says it's not affecting their finances, like maybe it's something like if they're trying to save up for a house or something like that, and $500 could be put somewhere or whatever instead of being put towards toys, then I kind of get that. But I wonder if she's just using it as an excuse to leave him or something. I don't know.
I don't know. Because also could be if she's not into Funko Pops. He's spending $500 a month on it. It's gonna look worse than Dave's background right now. Like,
or just can you imagine just
walking around with that? But you're not into it, is what I'm saying.
Or like, yeah, just the space and all that kind of stuff. But I just feel eyes. Like that's very it's like a severe reaction. I don't know. Maybe because we're around it so much, like it's not that big of a deal. But I would have to say, like, if we had it in other like for me and Av, like I always like try and contain his stuff, you know, like it has to just be in the office or whatever. But maybe if it was everywhere, I'd have an issue with it. But yeah.
For context, how much is an average pop?
This was years ago. So back then it was still only
$5 to $8.
$5 to $8.
So $500 a month is 100 pops.
I mean, he was already at 1,000+ before he was spending $500 a month.
Lord.
Wait, isn't that like 40 pops? 40 times? No.
He's probably buying grails, like resold pops for $500 a month.
Maybe.
If he has 1,000 already.
Maybe.
Otherwise, you're adding like, yeah.
Anything.
Commons? That's any like just 50 to 100 a month.
Bro.
Should we take a vote? I don't think he's an asshole. I think there's something more going on.
Well, let's talk about just with the story you have there, though.
But yeah,
with the info you have, what do you think? Because it's different. You can't think of like there might be something out there, because there probably is.
For me and my spouse who is here, I would say that if I asked you to do that, you would stop. If I threatened, like, you know, if I threatened the marriage, then that's how much you would know that it bothers.
And this dude owns a Funko Pop store. Right?
Well, okay, let's flip the question. Let's flip it to the guys. Guys, what would you guys do if your wife or like Mon and Lisa was like, I'm leaving you if you don't stop collecting? Would you do that? Like, would that be okay?
At this point, yeah. I'd stop.
Yeah.
I have too much shit.
I've already stopped. So
I'd be like, yeah, I get it.
I feel you.
I get it.
You right.
At this point, yeah, like it's gone too far.
What about
Do Dave? I think he's an asshole? No. Do I think he's a dumbass?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to agree with that too, actually, Horn. Yeah. Like, because I feel like, I mean, you guys got married for a reason. Like, if you're going to choose toys over a person, that's kind of lame. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. There should be some sort of compromise, but then like to leave your spouse. I mean, that's serious.
He's an asshole.
I mean, he basically said,
Mon, how about you?
He basically said that his passion was the Funko Pops, not his wife. And if
that's another
wife, I mean, yeah, you got married for the wrong reason, my dude.
Yeah.
Maybe he thought she was a Funko Pop.
You mean she has a soulless expressionless face?
Maybe she has a big head.
Her eyes are so round. Just so round.
Deep, dark, black pupils with no soul.
Will you marry me?
You're so beautiful.
You remind me of my Funko Pop that I'm so passionate about.
Wait, can you stick your hands out to the side and just stand like this for a little bit?
Perfect.
He keeps bringing up, like, it's my passion, which is fair. And there's definitely space for a passion, but like, if your wife is feeling some type of way about it, you know what I mean? Like, then, okay, maybe not completely get rid of it, but maybe like, okay, let me tone it down from 500 a month to like, I don't know, 100 a month or something. Like, maybe a compromise. I don't know.
This is why you have your own like separate allowances too.
Right. Like,
use your own separate allowance to pay for whatever.
But it's not about money.
Yeah,
it wasn't a money issue.
It
was
the fact that he has too much, and
but
probably
he says it's not a money.
And she's and she said it is gonna be.
Yeah,
that's
she
true.
She says they're gonna go into debt because
of that. But he's like, no, nah, we're not.
But also the space, like you can't just be collecting Funko Pop like that, unless you live in a like empty studio or an empty like mansion. It's gonna run up. It takes up space.
It takes a lot of space.
Yeah,
especially if he's in box.
What? Yeah.
I mean, imagine if he's out of box. There's no resale there.
Okay. All right. We're getting.
Let's rein it back in, guys.
We're getting a little off track here.
All right. So let's vote. Who thinks he's an asshole?
I do.
I do.
F.
I do, yeah.
I'm in. Asshole.
Dave. Yeah. Anna, I think it's you're the only one who doesn't think so.
I mean, if we're just the stuff that we're saying or like what we have, then sure.
You think we'd be able to figure that out if we dig deep enough?
Maybe. If this was your Reddit post and you're listening to us, sorry. But DM us. Let us know.
Did you guys get divorced? What's good?
What's happening? What pops were you buying for $500 a month, yo? That's hard to do.
That's insane.
On like the regular retail. So before we get into the game, let's do a quick break and do a tubby timeout.
Time out.
Tubby timeout.
There's a party in my tummy. So yummy, so yummy. Now there's a party in my tummy.
So yummy. So this is the part of our podcast where we talk about something that has made a party in our tummy.
So
that
yummy,
has made us
so
happy yummy. In our tummy. So let's go with the ladies first. I know Av, it's not anything that you ate because it all came out.
It was
so
not
let's happy. Ask Anna.
I don't know. Okay, so wait, we just say talk about something that we ate that was good.
Yeah, that you liked recently.
So we were talking about this earlier, but we did a baby shower for Winnie and my brother. They're expecting a baby girl in the next, I think, month or two. But I did like a giant charcuterie board. We posted pictures of it and everything. So it was just like, you know, like it was like more like a grazing table type thing. But it was like I'd never done one that big before, and it turned out really, really good. And everything was store bought, and it couldn't have made anyone sick. So,
just clarify
for the record,
yeah, for the record. The record so that, it was good. I thought it was really cool. I bought like honeycomb for it, like not just like regular honey, and it was like really good. So, yeah.
To be fair, I wasn't saying that what you brought made people sick. I was thinking people touching everything.
Yeah,
with all their
you know what?
Hands.
I was, to be honest, like when I started hearing people got sick, I was fucking scared shitless that it was like, you never know, right? There's people like picking at it, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, for sure. But hopefully not. But yeah, that's my contribution to this segment. Thank you.
Monica, how about you?
I think, can I say the fur cocky Chex Mix that I make? I don't make it that often myself. So when I make it for events, for like our parties and whatever, I eat a good share of it.
Dang, that was going to be my answer.
Good answer. Lisa, how about you?
So the other day we had like a mini holiday party at work and we had free lunch and we got it from this place called Souvla, and it's like a Greek place, and everyone was talking about how like the wraps are really good or the salads, and I got like a lamb wrap, but on the side I got these, it was literally called on the menu juicy potatoes, and those were the star. It was like there was a lot of oil and herbs and probably not good for you, but it was juicy as hell. It was really good.
Herbs.
Hella good. Hella good.
Jay, how about you?
So whenever we visit Monica's parents every now and then they give us food to take home, like snacks and stuff. Usually it's like really like ice cream and whatnot. And the last time we went there, she gave us a little thing, a Tillamook ice cream. And I know that's like super common and people have had it before, but I've never had Tillamook cookie dough ice cream. That shit slaps, and I don't like cookie dough ice cream.
It's creamy.
It's
super
yes, creamy. It literally says on there like ridiculously creamy, and yeah. it is.
Yeah, that's the thing about Tillamook.
Yeah, Tillamook stuff's good.
Because they're like a cheese company, right? Like,
yeah.
The Tillamook cheese is pretty good.
Yeah, good.
Yes, sir.
Abilino, how about you?
Shoot. Tour of Italy.
Tour of Italy.
All the stuff I had for Thanksgiving and Friendsgiving, super good. I love Thanksgiving food, turkey and stuffing and corn and all that shit.
that good recently, shit.
I had I bought some strawberry Itzits and yeah.
Ooh.
Those are good.
Those are
strawberry Itzit.
Guys, for our Friendsgiving, sponsors. Let's give a shout out to Tim's those like cheddar biscuits that he made.
Oh yeah,
from
rosemary,
red lobster, cheddar bay biscuits.
Really, really good. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Tim. And JP brought. What did JP bring?
Senorita bread.
Womp womp.
Those were hella good.
It's a staple.
Dave, how about you?
I was gonna say the furikake Chex Mix too, but let me see. What else did I have? I guess going back to Disneyland, I didn't quite get to do the Festival of the Holidays, but I did try some of the food at San Francisco for my first time because it's just newly opened at California Adventure. And what did I have? Oh yeah, I had the birria ramen. That was pretty good because it was cold that night, so it really hit the spot. And I didn't really get that much to eat that day, but yeah, it was good. I liked it.
The birria tacos there are actually really good too.
Ooh,
just the regular plain birria tacos.
And then I guess I ended up getting the last of the Japanese cheesecake too. That was tasty because my cousins wanted to try it, so then I went to look for it and then got them some. So yeah,
nice. I think for me, shout out to Dave, his turkey.
Yeah.
From Friendsgiving.
Super good.
It was really good. It was super juicy, super flavorful. And like, I was like, man, I actually like turkey.
Yeah, me too.
I usually don't like turkey.
Same.
But he made it. He brined it and seasoned it. And it was moist. Like he said it would be.
It was delicious.
I was a little nervous Dave, though.
Yeah, he was nervous.
Because it was my first time doing the turkey in our new oven. So.
What's crazy?
And his oven is powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I burnt our mac and cheese in that oven just to reheat it.
He was carving that turkey. Things. And he was complaining that it doesn't look moist. And it was so moist that I was like, dude, if this isn't like moist, dripping. What is, bro?
I know. If this is dry for you, I want to try your like moist turkey.
Moist.
Yes, it was delicious.
Moist.
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 Well, thanks everyone for answering our Tubby Timeout. Let's get to the game.
Do you want to play a game?
Time to play the game!
It's going to be fun.
So, we are going to be playing The Average Feud.
Whoa.
It is not Family Feud because I couldn't find a Family Feud board game the way to do it. So this can be a getaway to do it. And also, we don't want to get sued or anything.
Don't worry.
So how this is going to work.
They're not listening.
We have the girls versus the boys. So it's going to be Monica, Anna, and Lisa versus Jay. Av and Dave. I almost called you Anna because you're a Zoom. Av. We have five different rounds. and kind of like Family Feud. I'm going to ask y'all a question. You guys will then go ahead and buzz in and see who can answer first and who can answer the highest points of the highest rated question. So how it works is the 100 one is the bottom. The 500 point question is the one that's worth the most. And then how it works is whoever wins that buzzer round, it'll go to your team. Everyone will have a chance to do it. Since there's only three of y'all, we'll do three X's. And if you get three X's, then we move on to the next team where they can steal your points.
How do we buzz?
Does that make sense?
How do we
guys have a buzzer thing?
So we're gonna do it this old school. We're gonna do Buzz Lightyear. Oh my. So y'all just yell out Buzz Lightyear. Oh. Whoever I hear first is gonna be the winner. So we'll have Jay and Monica go first.
Boys.
All right. Are y'all ready?
I guess so.
So Jay and Monica, your first question. Name one of Santa's reindeer.
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear.
Ooh, I heard Jay first.
Dasher.
How do you know there's not a leg?
Dasher. He
says. I'm fast. Fast as fuck, boy.
So you said Dasher?
Dasher. Jay? Yep.
That is worth 300 points.
Let's go.
Which means, Monica, you can still answer as well. Because if you get a higher points one, then you guys steal.
Rudolph.
That is worth 500.
Yay. I should have went to that.
Where are you getting the values?
Popularity, probably.
Popularity.
From where?
From where? Did you survey 100 people?
What? Girl!
You surveyed yourself?
I surveyed 100 of my friends.
Girl! What?
Hey, survey says. Hey, you guys are winning right now. You guys got to complain.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, all right. All right, all right.
All right, so that's a total of 800 points that y'all can take.
I failed, Lisa, you guys. I'm sorry.
What?
Name one of this, Santa's reindeer.
You got it.
Dancer.
Oh.
It's not
dance.
You know Dasher and Dancer.
This is the top five.
Yeah,
top
wait.
Five.
I forgot.
From his 100 friends.
From.
Is it because you don't remember that Dancer is a reindeer?
So basically, it's the top five reindeer.
In one's mind.
I Googled it too. Family Feud questions.
Okay.
And this was some of the answers.
Oh.
Look it up. I mean, don't look it up right now, but like afterwards.
I was going to ask. If
that's just 1X. 1X. You guys got two more.
Okay.
I was going to ask.
Sorry.
So it'd be Annanette.
Yeah.
I had a question. I guess for when we do the, what is it? The first one? Wasn't Monica supposed to choose if they wanted to
pass or play?
Oh, yeah, pass yeah. Sorry. Do you want to pass or play?
Girl, play it now. We are in the middle of it.
Y'all can play this one. It's
you always play. You never play.
All right. Anna.
Blitzen.
Which one?
Blitzen.
Sorry.
Isn't that a reindeer?
It is.
Anna. It is.
What the fuck?
When you see the other ones, you'll be like, oh, okay. All right, Monica.
Oh, man.
This is the X one. This is it. Last strike.
Is it Donner?
Donald.
One?
Donald.
Donner.
Yeah, I would have said that. I would have said
Donner.
That.
Donald.
Yeah, good answer. Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer.
I want to see this list. I want to see this stupid ass list.
Wait, no, they have to. The guys have what the to.
All right.
Do they not know the song?
You guys can steal.
Oh.
Since you can't deliberate, Jay, since it was you, you got to.
I gotta go again?
It'll be on you to steal. Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah.
There's an easy one. Has to be.
Cupid.
Was that the easy
Cupid?
One? Yeah, Cupid.
He said Cupid.
Let's go!
I need to know Let's what was go. The second one. That's after Rudolph.
So that's a total of 800, 900 points.
That was high pressure.
I didn't. For 200 points, what it was?
Prancer. Are they just not singing the song?
And the next Big one.
Tonight. Oh, Comet.
Oh, nice. Oh. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Okay, whatever.
All right. Let's have.
This is. I just want to say, like, how are they coming up with the names of the top five? Like, at least the top, like, the first five in the song. You know, Dasher and Dancer. And Prancer.
Vixen's not even in there.
The fuck?
Yeah, that's why I went with Dasher.
Cupid, he's like Cupid.
And Blitzen.
What do you
All right, next round.
The most famous.
You know what? Let's have Lisa and Dave on this one.
Okay. Redemption time.
Question two. All right. You guys ready? Remember, Buzz Lightyear's to buzz in. What Christmas movie can you guarantee will be on TBS?
Oh, Buzz Lightyear.
Dave.
What is A Christmas Story?
It's got to be number one, right?
That is number one, yes. Yeah. For 500 points. Well, Dave, do you want to pass or play?
This is all on TBS movie?
TBS only.
TBS only? Oh, damn.
Are you about Freeform?
Or Hallmark?
TBS only.
Oh, no.
The Ghost of Christmas Past. No, just go ahead.
Let's say, okay, I think...
Are we playing this?
Yeah, let's... Wait, okay, so if we play it, then we have to guess, and then if the girls get...
They can steal all the points that you guys...
But if they get it wrong, we get the point.
Then we get the point, right?
Oh, yeah. I can't whisper to, like, Anna
and Lisa.
How can we deliberate? Okay, maybe we text.
Oh, yeah.
We text each other.
Yeah, let's play.
Okay. Av.
All right.
Name? A Christmas movie that will be on TBS in December.
Right. Only TBS.
Don't steal my answer.
I have to steal it.
Gonna use it.
It's gotta be Elf. Show me Elf.
Okay.
Elf for 400 points.
Does this count as a Christmas movie?
All right, Jay.
Does Home Alone count as a Christmas movie?
Good answer. Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer.
Man. They're going to clear the board.
I'm going to go a little left field here. How about Die Hard?
For 200 points, Die Hard.
You know what? I want to see the fucking sources. Because, like...
All right, Av, back to you. Clear the board.
Let's give it a shot here. Let's go. Fuck the movie. Let's do the Grinch.
Oh, I like that.
No, that's what I was gonna say. Shit.
All right, Jay.
Damn, dude, I was gonna say the Grinch, bro. Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, nice. Good one. I like that.
Oh, no. What?
That's ABC, baby.
Yeah, they don't show that on TBS.
Good answer.
Yeah. I think that's Freeform. That's Freeform.
That's Freebie.
Yeah. All right, Dave, last shot. Gosh. If not, the girls can steal.
Miracle on 51st Street or something.
That's the wrong
34th Street, but
it doesn't matter.
They don't show that anymore.
It's out of the rotation.
Girls, your turn.
I think this is technically
a Christmas movie because
the same way that Die Hard is one. Oh, okay.
Got it.
Technically a Christmas movie.
Wait, Lisa, are you looking at your text?
Yeah, I am.
Do you have a different answer? I don't know.
I would just do
go ahead, Anna. I can't think of
All right.
Okay.
Just go for it.
Okay, what do y'all think it is?
The National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
And sorry.
Oh, that's a deep
100
cut.
Points. It was Harry Potter.
You know what? I was actually thinking that. I don't know. Okay.
Honestly, I don't think they play that on whatever. That's a free one. They
every do. Day, every month.
Every time I'm on a vacation.
Harry Potter.
They show that on E too. E.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Was, go. Next question.
Next.
1400.
GG, go next.
23. All right. Oh my gosh. So, Avinanna.
You better let me win, Avelino.
Round 3 question.
Harry Potter.
Happy Christmas, Harry.
Harry Christmas. Sweaters.
You've never even seen Harry Potter.
I read the books.
Ooh. They talk about Christmas.
That was a Christmas book.
They talk about the whole year, guys. What the hell?
So for question 3 for Avinanna, what's the worst gift to get on Christmas?
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear.
Anna, I heard Anna first.
Cole?
Ooh. For 400.
Good answer.
Oh, what's the cold, though?
All right, Av, you have one shot.
Oh, man. Fuck.
Good answer.
Number one is not coal. I would have to go undergarments.
What?
That's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
Come on. The 100 right. people that you surveyed suck.
Lisa would agree.
He surveyed himself 100 times.
Monica, you're next. Oh, wait. Do you want to pass or play, Anna?
We're going to pass.
You guys are going to pass?
Right?
Whoa. Oh, really?
I agree.
All right, Dave.
Fruitcake.
Number one answer.
Wow.
Good answer.
All right, Jay.
I don't personally agree with this, but I'm going to go with socks.
You know, I don't. Yeah, I don't personally agree with that either. Socks are useful.
Itchy socks.
Itchy socks.
He didn't say itchy. He didn't say itchy.
Technicalities.
Oh, man.
All right, Av.
Worst gift to get on Christmas. Dang it. A scarf.
Sorry.
Fuck you guys.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God, you are winning, Av.
Not to you guys. Okay. It's to the survey takers. Oh.
Nobody here, just the survey.
Dave. But y'all come up with questions there.
We're never playing this again, apparently.
This is a one and done for sure.
All I hear is complaints, but no.
You regret bringing us on, don't you?
Good questions.
Happy Christmas, fuckers.
Dave, how about an ugly sweater?
Man.
All right, Jay. Last one.
I'm going to go with another one that I personally don't have any problems with. I'm going to go with a gift card. There's no thought. No fucking A. I knew it. I love gift cards. I don't know why I would say that.
All right, girls, do you want to steal?
Do we have an option not to? Or we have to give an answer, right? Otherwise,
yeah, if you don't steal, then the guys get the points.
But we only get whatever we've earned. So
I like that, Lisa. Yeah.
Okay,
like that.
We're going to try something.
Okay.
Power tools.
Good answer.
Sorry. I'd be happy for the right. power tools.
So that was
what the hell are they?
1100.
Oh my god. I'm gonna say what were the other ones?
So for 300. Danish cookies.
Sewing kit.
Time out.
I love those cookies.
Yeah, Juan did this.
It's been exposed now. This
exposes everything. He's not back to it. Bro.
Went back to the childhood.
And for 100, a mug that says, but first coffee.
That is so specific.
That is yeah, so I was gonna specific. Say a mug.
No, if you just say a mug,
I was going to say a coffee mug.
Yeah, a mug is a good one. Yeah.
I just added but first coffee for fun.
A okay, mug that gosh. Says, slay, girl, slay.
Live, laugh, love.
Did someone get you a mug that says but first coffee?
No, I just see it at Target all the time.
Yeah, don't get him that mug, y'all.
He's going to get a hell of those mugs.
Get all right, guys, everything on. From this list.
We can do this. We can do this.
Run the table just two times. You're good.
All right. Monica and Jay. Monica J.
Stop.
That's us.
No.
That is us.
Those two are their people. Names together.
Two people.
Question 4. What's the one thing Mrs. Claus wants for Christmas?
Oh, hey-o.
Buzz Lightyear.
All right, go ahead.
Santa Claus.
She wants the freak.
More specific?
She wants the dick.
The D. Santa's candy cane.
Wait, I said that.
No. Santa's candy cane.
So do you win,
Wait, I said that. It's not my turn. I said that as
not your turn.
I know, I said
but
that.
But Jay said it too. Oh. Jay said.
I said Santa Claus, Santa and then I said, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
True.
Santa's candy cane.
Oh, what are we doing here, boys?
There's a
all right, wait.
No,
Anna,
oh yeah, you, oh yeah, steal. She can still steal. Yeah, you're right. Top answer.
Ooh. All right, go ahead.
Girl, cookies.
And sorry.
I don't know what she wants.
I'm gonna pass it on to him. Let him take a shot.
Okay.
Shit.
What?
Lisa.
Okay, I'm trying to think how Juan would answer this.
You mean the surveyors. The surveyors.
Yeah.
Surveyors.
What does Mrs. Claus want?
She wants for a Christmas? Mug that says, but for Santa.
A stress-free holiday?
Oh. Good answer, good answer.
Good answer.
I'll give that to you.
That's what...
Yeah!
A vacation away from these damn elves and this cold-ass weather.
That's right, baby! Nice, on the board, kind of.
Lisa, look at our text. That's what I put.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Okay.
All right.
Now I don't have an answer.
Anna.
What about... This is so dumb. What about a date night?
Cute. Good answer.
Good answer.
Sorry.
Boo.
Monica.
I'm going to take Lisa's answer. Spa day?
There we go.
Very nice.
Okay, what else would Juan think that Mrs. Claus wants?
Lisa, your turn.
A ride in the sleigh.
Heyo!
And sorry. That was two X's, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Anna.
Nice. Come on, help me out here.
Oh yeah, how do we steal? Do we have an answer, guys?
Oh, messenger.
Oh. All right, how about some money?
Money.
Good answer.
Nice.
Sorry.
This is not real.
All right. Guys, what is your guess?
Hit it, Dave. Whatever you want.
Wait, is it me guessing or
I just put sure?
Dave, represent us. Take your pick.
I had a thought, but I can't remember. Go ahead.
You can pick. I don't know.
Let's talk about
some jewelry.
Good answer. Good answer. Fuck.
Sorry. The girls win this round.
Oh my gosh. Dang.
The girls are on the board.
Aw, shucks.
So far, the score is the boys with 3,400 and the girls with 1,200.
Okay.
Well, let's get to the board and see what the other answers were. For 200.
Perfume
to block out the smell of reindeer poo. For 100, a drink without eggnog.
I was on the right track in our text.
Yeah. That one I actually did get from Google, by the way. If you can tell by the white.
Yeah, the answers were very Google-esque.
All right. So to make this a little more interesting, the last round, I couldn't do it on here, but each one is going to be worth double. So it'll be worth 200, 400, 600,
800, it's possible.
And 1,000. So it is a possible.
It's possible.
Okay.
It's possible. All right. Lisa and Dave, last question.
Dun, 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 dun.
Who did Santa invite to his bachelor party before marrying Mrs. Claus?
Buzz Lightyear?
Lisa.
His elves.
Sorry.
Time out.
That's crazy. I'm on your side, Lisa. That's
why
they
want to bring. They look underage. They're not going to get into anywhere.
Child labor? Santa Claus? How dare?
Dave.
Jack Frost.
Good answer. That's my pick. Good answer.
Oh. Got it. 200 points or 400 points.
Yay.
You guys want to pass or play?
Please play.
what do you think, guys?
Pass that shit.
Okay, let's pass it.
she asked so nicely, red, though. Red.
Okay,
no,
let's
I'm kidding. Just do what you want. Yeah.
Do what you want, Dave.
Do what you want, Dave.
Let's just go. Let's go play.
No, it's okay, Dave. It's okay.
Let's see.
All right, Jay.
No, it's okay.
Who does he hang out with?
His elves, but I don't know.
No, that you know what? I legit thought that was a good answer.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay.
Can you repeat the question?
Who did Santa bring to his bachelor party before marrying
does
Mrs. Claus?
How come he doesn't have any friends?
Frosty? The snow me?
Yeah.
Number one answer.
Jesus, how stressful.
Nice.
What? I mean.
All right, Ev.
What?
Those are his only two friends.
That's the only two ice people I know.
Jack and Frost. Oops. I got the hiccups.
Nervous
hiccups. I also got this one from Google, by the way.
Oh, okay, so. Okay, Google.
Google.
I just replaced one of the answers because I thought it would be funnier.
Santa.
Oh, I got a good one. Damn.
Brought. Oh, God, what other fuckers are in the Winter Wonderland?
Fucking Winter Wonderland.
December to remember.
Sign and drive event.
Oh yeah, I should be timing it. So let's go. Five.
Four, God.
Three, two. Rudolph. One.
Rudolph.
Rudolph.
Yeah, let's bring that light nose bastard.
X. No pets allowed.
Oh, gosh.
No pets allowed.
I can't think of anything else now. Krampus.
Sorry, Dave.
Gosh. All right, Jay.
Trying to think of others because I feel like the guys may potentially get the one I'm going to say, but I don't even know if that's right. I'm gonna go with Santa Claus's childhood friend, Avelino.
Oh my God. Oh. Oh my God, it's there. I bet.
That's right.
Damn.
Oh, sorry.
Good answer.
Oh, that would have been good though. That's a good answer.
All right, girls.
I did go to his bachelor party, by the way.
Yo, was it
Castillo girls?
It was bumping.
Getting twisted.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, twisted?
Go ahead, Anna.
Girls have an answer to steal?
Go ahead, Anna.
Anna.
How about Jesus?
Hey, I was thinking that too, actually. Jesus Christ himself.
Oh, yeah.
At the bachelorette party.
Aww, sorry. Aww.
You don't know what they're doing at their bachelorette party.
What kind of bachelor party is this?
So for 400 points, it was the Easter Bunny.
I thought about that. But then when Rudolph wasn't there, I was like, nah,
armadillo
it can't be.
Yeah, holiday armadillo.
The 300. The Tooth Fairy.
Oh, man. Oh, this is very Google-esque.
Yeah.
And for 100, this is one I added. A stripper.
Oh, man. Wait, what was the answer that you replaced?
This one.
Oh. It was Rudolph, I think.
It was Rudolph.
Oh, you should have ate that one.
It's Rudolph the stripper.
Now on the stage, Rudolph.
Oh, that red light.
The boys won with 4,800 points and the girls with 1,200 points. But the real winner is all of us, y'all. Because we had a good time, right?
Good answer. Good answer.
Did we?
Holiday spirit. Yeah. We're never playing this game ever again.
Yay.
Or someone else come up with questions.
Yay. Yay.
That was a fun game. Congrats to the guys. Girls, nice. Better luck next time.
Will there be a next time?
But before we end the episode, we always like to end it with our quote of the day.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. I got one.
Don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said
language.
And today's quote of the day.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, oh, it's from Lisa. Oh, no.
Oh. Today's quote of the day is brought to us by the magical above average wifey, my favorite person in the world.
Oh,
she's so stunning and beautiful.
Oh, keep going.
Mother of my children, first of her name.
Wait a second.
House Dungannon.
All right, that's too much. That's too much.
Lisa.
Okay.
Or as our Filipino aunties like to say, Liza.
Liza, yes.
Liza.
They've been spelling my name wrong forever. It's okay. There are friends, there is family, and then there are friends that become family. Aww. That's it.
Who's it from?
Who said it?
Google?
See, I'm not the only one who Googles stuff.
when you're here,
you're family.
Nice.
OG?
Technically, Post Malone owns that.
Oh, Post Malone?
Yeah. But also, before we end, since I stole something from the OA podcast, I also wanted to steal something from the Average Magic podcast. What we like to do when we end our podcast is we talk about something magical that's happened to us lately. So let's go around and just one quick magical thing. Monica, you're first on my screen, so you go first.
A magical thing. Can I say, Anna, can I talk about like the ornaments?
Sure.
Does that count? Okay. So we thought that it'd be a nice touch for, since this is our first Christmas as a podcast, I guess, we wanted to reach out to our listeners who, you know, interacted with us a lot ever since we started. So we made them little ornaments so that said like OA and sent them like a little card. Or we are. I don't know if we are.
We did.
Oh, we did.
We did.
We sent them a little ornament that we handmade. And yeah, it has like a little 2023 on it. So it's like the first of its kind and hopefully more to come.
Nice.
<That's> Yay.
Anna, how about you?
Oh, God.
Nothing.
magic diarrhea
in all the Arcos.
So something, I guess something magical that happened was that I was in a, we are in a group text with our girls, that three of them are here, but we actually all pretty much just found out that, or two, yeah, three of us, including myself, that we all like read the same books for some freaking weird reason. We never knew that we all read the same books, and we started like a little book club. Peppers. So peppers, yeah, we started a little book club, and I thought that was pretty cool, and I'm really excited about that. So yeah.
What book are y'all reading?
The Bible.
The story of Jesus Christ.
We all, and when I say like we're all reading the same kind of books, I mean like religious books.
Yes, 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 yes.
Saints and, you know, the miracles.
Lisa, how
of
about
life?
You? Something magical.
Magical. I mean, we mentioned it already, but Eli turned one, and the theme of his party was one happy dude. Because he is the happiest little baby ever. Like, he smiles at anyone and everyone. And
except for at his party for some reason. He was kind of mugging.
He was sleepy. He was a little sleepy. He was like, what's going on? But other than that, he's just super smiley and just like lights up your day just by existing. So, yeah.
Nice. Abelino.
Oh, man. Magic. Magic. Let's see. Something magical. We've been talking about Winnie and Manuel's baby come in. That's pretty magical. I just saw your text, Anna. Want me to say that? You should start yours over then.
Can I start mine over?
Sure.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Okay. So something magical that happened for us, this could go for both of us, right? Was that, like, as everyone knows, like, we went to Paris like a month ago for my birthday. And for the first time, Noah came with us, or didn't really come with us, but he met us there with his friends. And we took him to the Eiffel Tower and did, like, we were only together for like a day and a half, but we were able to take him to, you know, a lot of the spots, a lot of the tourist spots and all that stuff. And when we went to the Eiffel Tower, I cried because it was so emotional that, like, you know, it's my favorite place and we've been there like a good amount of times, and to actually like see his reaction and I don't know, it was like magical. Just like, yeah.
Nice.
Is that better? Than a spicy book club.
Yeah, let's take the spicy book club.
We'll keep both of those in there.
No. let me finish mine. Mine's, I think, is a good one too. So magical recently.
The boy started our spicy book.
we're talking about Winnie and Manuel's baby coming. They're having a little girl. Something magical that caught us by surprise is they're going to name her. Her and the new baby's middle name is going to be the same as Ava's middle name. Their middle names are going to be Madison. So kind of named her after her, or dedicating the middle name to her. So that was nice that they're doing that for to honor Ava. So the baby will have, they'll have the same middle name. So I think that's pretty magical for us. For the family, it's pretty good to have another baby join the family. And it being a girl is even going to be, I think, crazy for us. But yeah. Yeah.
That's dope, dude.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
Sorry, Jay, you have to follow that.
That's cool. No, that's fine. Something magical. I don't really get to be a part of it, but this weekend is going to be my auntie and uncle in the Philippines, their 50th wedding anniversary. And a lot of our family actually just left for the Philippines. And one of the more magical parts is my grandma actually got to go. She's 95. Whoa. And she hopped on the plane, got over there, and she's kicking it with her sisters. And they're going to have a little party this weekend.
Hey, Jay's grandma got a young soul, though.
For real. Mm-hmm. She moves faster than I do sometimes.
Huge. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. But yeah, so nice. They'll be partying it up this weekend.
Dave, how about you?
So mine has to do with the family Disney trip. Originally, my mom wasn't going to be, she was just going to chill on the side while we all like rode rides and everything. But our first ride, Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. I guess like my mom was like asking my auntie, did you want to ride? And she's like, yeah, we could ride. I'll ride it. And then my mom's like, okay, let's go ride it too. So then my mom rode the ride too. And then I kind of just like put a, like, she just started riding a whole bunch of the other rides with us too, nice. Which is kind of scary nice. For me at the same time. But then like she was having fun. So yeah, seeing her have fun on these rides was, really nice.
Your mom is fucked. She had a dinner with us too at the Friendsmas.
Oh yeah. She was telling us, Dave, she was telling us about when you made her go with you on Space Mountain when you were little. Is that what it's called? Space Mountain?
Yeah.
And she didn't know what it was about.
I might have coerced her into that one, saying, oh, it's not scary.
And now she's riding Rise of the Resistance.
But then, like, you know, the other bigger roller coasters, I was just like, oh, you shouldn't ride this.
There's a warning.
Yeah.
For me, this might seem lame to other people, but to parents, it might seem nice. Earlier today, this I don't think I've told Lisa this either yet because she just came home. But Eli was crying, and then I didn't see what happened. And Ben, our oldest son, comes up to me and goes, I hit Eli. And he looked like really sad and disappointed about it. And I was just like proud of him for like, you know, telling me like, he did it. He knew he was wrong, but he took ownership. And I was like, it's okay, little guy. And then he just consoled him. Then he gave Eli a hug and a kiss after. And I was like, man, aww. He's a good big brother.
What a good Kuya.
That's mine.
Oh, God. Now it's mine. That's my magical moment.
I was playing, but it's my magical moment.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I was just proud of the little guy for fessing up.
Damn.
Draymond, take notes.
Awesome.
Well, that
never.
Pretty much wraps never. Up today's episode. Thanks to all our guests for joining us today. The Op-Ed Average OA podcast. If you don't know, they are the only ones who are posting on a consistent basis.
Facts.
They're the ones keeping the average network afloat. So thank you, girls. Anything you want to plug?
Well, I mean, if you don't know, if you don't listen to us, we put out episodes every 2 weeks. We kind of just talk about whatever. And yeah, a lot of Am I the Asshole articles, but we kind of talk about a little bit of everything.
I enjoy those.
Yeah.
Those are always
just
fun.
Like to have fun. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And also thank you to my lovely wife, first of her name of House Dengannon, Lisa from the Average Magic Podcast. Anything you want to promote?
No. I'm just kidding. So the Average Magic Podcast is something we should promote, I guess. Yes, we do a podcast, Juan and I, and we should be recording one of our last episodes of the year. And you should look out for an announcement on that podcast.
We're not pregnant.
Let's just cut that. From the get.
Don't put that juju on
there. Podcast-related announcement. Podcast.
Yes.
Podcast-related announcement. Correct. On the next episode of Average Magic Podcast. Magic. Also, if you listened to our last episode with the Thanksgiving draft, we do have a winner of the draft. Hands down. Give it up for Mr. Taylor Swift himself. Woo. Jay Castillo.
Thanks, Taylor.
That Taylor Swift already just makes you win automatically. Yeah. And our loser, sorry, Mr. Dave Matran. It's the cheese corn, dude. The cheese corn kills you.
Come on.
I feel like I'm mad at the others.
Didn't have cheese on it, though?
I'm mad at the guys for not challenging that. Like, the whole episode, I was yelling, like, no one's going to challenge this? Nobody?
But that pretty much wraps up everything today. As always, find us wherever you find your podcast: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Girls, where else?
Threads, Instagram.
Damn, I actually dropped legit ones.
Your mama's house.
Hey!
Oh, there you go. Hey. Find us on your social networks on Instagram and Twitter and Threads at Average Nerd Pod. And you can no longer find us twitching because we had our final Twitch stream. So see ya. Bye.
Unsubscribe.
Please don't be subscribed.
Yeah,
I
ended
don't forget to unsubscribe. Road to Zero Road is to a real thing.
Yeah, that's real.
We got there.
But until next time, see you, nerds.
Stay okay.
In the best way.
In the best way.
Stay OA in the best way. What's art?
What is art?
Don't forget to find the average in your magic in your average.
What the heck?
We get there.
Hey.
Bye.
Yes, it's your boys, the Average Nerds. We're just a bunch of average guys talking about
nerdy things. I'm your host for the day, Juan, and joining us as always.
Nailed it.
Sorry, honey, I'm gonna stop.